it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. Well, good day, America. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big show on tap for you. And on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down. But let's do what we do. At the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And as always, we'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. All that more at sportsbyline.com. Let's talk about some of the great apps. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple-based, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that more at iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. Again, you got that app versatility. You can download it to an Android device, an Apple-based device, a Windows-based device, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Once again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big Thursday edition of the attack and then start knocking things down. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 and at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick this thing off right after this very short timeout.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, I don't think it's going to come to that, but those four athletes and members of the U.S. Olympic swim team are in some trouble right now in Rio, and we'll dive into that story here on the Spano and Black Attack as the 2 hours unfold in front of us. And welcome to this Thursday edition of the Attack. Again, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so jump to the front of the line and hang out with us and weigh in on the latest scandal out of the Rio Olympics, some of the notable results. We'll get into some NFL, and then at 40, and some MLB perhaps as well. You know, we're going to bounce it around the world of sports. Most of the focus all the way through is going to be on the Summer Olympic Games in Rio and some of the controversy that is surrounding said games. We'll roll into some results. Once we finish up there, we'll roll into some NFL. We'll roll into some MLB as time permits. And then 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be joined again by Dara Torres, former Olympic gold medalist and mom. And we'll talk about her battle with psoriasis, along with not only the great work by the U.S. Olympic swim team in the pool, but the latest controversy down in Rio as well. We'll cover all those things in our interview with Dara Torres, and she'll also be joined by Dr. Jennifer Cather, who's a dermatologist that will help us with some information on dealing with psoriasis. So let's jump right in, and I guess the place we're going to have to start is, again, unfortunately, as often has happened with these Rio Olympics, it is scandal and issues with Rio security, safety, the venues, or something in that regard other than athletic competition that takes center stage in these Rio Olympics. Because the competition itself has been great, but the controversy at times and some of the issues at hand have overwhelmed and overshadowed that competition. So the story we're going to have to start with, unfortunately, for all of us, before we get to talking about some of the great competition that took place Wednesday and looking ahead to some of the great competition that's going to take place Thursday, where we're going to have to go is this story on the four U.S. swimmers. And the long and short of it, I guess the question we're left to ask is, were they in fact robbed by parties impersonating police officers, or were they not robbed by parties impersonating police officers? Are the four swimmers lying to cover something up that they did? Are they trying to hide something that would get them in some form of trouble or cause them some embarrassment? Or is this the police department in Rio, again, being embarrassed by their inability to deal with the crime in Rio during these Olympics and before and after as well? but there has been a major spike in crime since the Olympics have shown up to Rio, as it's a city and a country full of corruption. It's an impoverished city and country that doesn't have the resources to handle the volume of people that have converged upon it for these Rio Games. And as a result, there have been a lot of security issues. There's been a rash of robberies. There are those in the police department that are corrupt and ill-suited to handle protecting the masses. And then there's also a big underworld and just all kinds of crime and gang-related issues. So really, at this point, with all the conflicts coming out based on this story, you don't know if it's four athletes out later than they should who did something perhaps that was inappropriate and feel that they need to hide something, or was it a situation where the authorities in Rio are embarrassed again as a result of having egg on their face and they're trying to save face? Or is it a little of both? And I guess at the end of the day, that's really the big question. Because the long and short of the story, the original story was that Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and Jimmy Fagan were all robbed at gunpoint by parties impersonating police officers after leaving a party at the France House. You know, their taxi was allegedly stopped by these people impersonating police officers, and the four gentlemen were robbed of gunpoint of their wallets and their money, but their credentials were left behind, and they were left to keep their cell phones. And then, you know, Ryan Lochte initially didn't report the situation to authorities or to the USOC or to the IOC for fear that he may get in some sort of trouble, indicating that maybe he did something that he shouldn't have been doing. You know, then he promptly got on a flight, came home before any of this firestorm hit. And initially, the indication was that nothing happened. Then there was indication from Lochte and Lochte's mom that something certainly did happen. And now it's sketchy as it relates to the details. So this has become a very, very messy situation. You have the four swimmers with sketchy details who say that something most definitely did happen. You have authorities in Rio de Janeiro and in Brazil who continue to wipe egg off their face and continue to be embarrassed with their inability to keep the surrounding areas safe from crime and keep these athletes and spectators safe. So they're embarrassed. They've probably found inconsistencies in a story for a myriad of reasons that they can capitalize upon, and they're going to do everything they can to save face. So they're saying that a robbery, in fact, did not happen. They're going to try and detain all parties. Ryan Lochte got out of town fast enough that he couldn't be detained. But the other three swimmers, Conger, Betts, and Fagan, are all still in Rio, and they have to answer questions about what happened. And they could still be charged with a crime if, in fact, they did lie. So it's a really, really messy, messy situation. And now it's up to us here in Sports Talk Radio to decipher what's happened and weigh in with our opinion on what's happened. And then we're going to wait to see what actually has happened as news comes out. But really, when you break this down, when you look at the conflicting reports, I guess the long and short of it here is you're left to say somebody's lying, or maybe both sides are lying a little bit. You know, it's clear that the four U.S. swimmers involved were celebrating and partying their Olympics and partying and celebrating their Olympic success, which is fine. They went out, they had fun. From there, we don't know what happened. Did something actually happen? And were they just inebriated to the point where the details that they needed to remember were rather sketchy due to the level of intoxication that they may have been suffering from at that point? Or did, in fact, they lie to hide something? And in this lone instance, the police department and the security in Rio didn't fail the athletes failed themselves. So that's the questions we'll try and decipher and answer as we move along in this hour and speculate upon. Obviously, we won't have any real answers, you know, for the next couple of days. The three remaining swimmers in Rio will talk to authorities today, and I'm sure sometime tonight, if not tomorrow, we'll have some kind of answers as to what actually happened in Rio with these four swimmers. More on this saga on the other side and some other messes coming out of the Rio Olympics. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock. com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter in 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the focus has been on the saga coming out of Rio as it relates to the four U.S. swimmers who were either robbed or they're lying to cover up something embarrassing in some way. And that's what we're talking about thus far. That's been the focus of the conversation. And again, you can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY on that or anything else Olympics. Again, at 800-878-7529 or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsMyLine USA. And let's get back to this saga before we move on to some other messy stuff coming out of the Olympics. And again, I guess the long and short of it here, and there's really no other way to describe it, these four guys were either robbed in another case of the organizers of the Olympics, the city of Rio and a country of Brazil, and their inability to keep everybody, whether it be the athletes, the spectators, or those working these events safe and secure. Or these four athletes lied, and they have something to hide. Ryan Lochte, back in a good old US of A, says he's not lying, doesn't have anything to hide, was drunk. And as a result, that's why some details are sketchy and these guys can't get their stories on the same page. So we'll see. Lochte got home quickly. Don't know if that was, according to him and his people, that was the original plan. So he left the country before the judge asked him to stay and was going to pull his passport. So he's back in the USA, safe and sound. Betts and Conger were actually pulled off their flight before leaving, and Fagan has MIA. All have said that, all will be questioned by police on Thursday, and probably by the time NBC goes live in prime time, we'll have all the 411, because I'm sure they're going to spend a big chunk of the day today questioning all three guys. Obviously, Wednesday night, after they were pulled from their flight and not allowed to leave Rio, there was some questioning, but they were allowed to leave the police station with the understanding they'll come back tomorrow. And the Brazilian authorities have indicated that in lying to police and falsifying a police report is a crime. So I guess we'll find out, as I've said. We don't really know anything. We don't know if this is egg on the face, Rio being, the authorities being very protective of how poor a light they've been cast in, and they're trying to save face, or were these four guys up to something that they don't want us to know about, and they're hiding something? We really don't know. We'll probably find out and have a better idea tonight. That said, the authorities in Rio keep indicating that it's a crime to lie to the authorities and, in essence, file a false police report. Well, that's the case in this country, too. It's a crime to file a false police report. And we understand on some level the Rio authorities' desire to investigate these allegations. But here's the thing, and this is the part I think everybody's forgotten, and here's where I'm really going to take the authorities in Rio and in Brazil to task. The four swimmers never filed a police report. They never filed a police report. They went back to their dorm. Yeah, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, the security footage that shows them joking around, and that's circumstantial again. You know, sometimes when something goes horribly wrong and you come out of it unscathed other than losing some money, sometimes you're just like, phew, and all you can do is laugh. So I don't know that looking at security footage of them returning to the Olympic Village is incriminating or not. And again, obviously this Rio police force is trying to build some kind of case here. That said, I don't know what the truth is. We're going to find out in the coming day or days. But the realities are, and I think this is the part that everybody's forgotten, and this is where justice is lost. Yes, if you file a an untrue police report and you lie in a police report in this country, it's a crime too in any state. And prosecution, can be initiated against you. But here's the thing. Even if they did lie, They told the IOC and they told the USOC. I don't know that a police report was ever filed. There's no indication that one necessarily was. So I don't know that they lied to authorities and asked that anything be done. You know, that's the one thing we don't see made clear in all of these articles, whether they in fact did file a police report. I really have no idea. And if they didn't file a police report, they didn't commit a crime. You know, and the realities are that while we're now unsure of the story and there's inconsistencies here that have to be addressed, we're treating four people that may have been potentially a victim of yet another crime in Rio as a result of a security breach as though they're criminals and not victims. And that's not fair either. So inconsistencies being what they are and the situation being what it is, it doesn't change anything about my take on the fact that Rio should not have been awarded these games. They were ill-suited to host these games. Fortunately, thus far, no great tragedies. But that doesn't change my thinking that a great tragedy could happen, number one. And number two, that Rio was ill-suited to host these games. And the only reasons that they are the host of the 2016 Summer Olympics, the games of the 31st Summer Olympiad, is quite simply because of the corruption that rules the International Olympic Committee and international sport of this nature. It's all about bribery and corruption and graft and everything else. That doesn't change here. I'm as intrigued as anybody to hear the outcome of these stories. And are these guys lying to hide something, or is this just another security breach in Rio? I tend to think it's a little of both, but most of it is these guys were drunk. They were sketchy on some details. Maybe they did something they shouldn't have, but nothing that's criminal. And yeah, there was a major security breach in Rio because they've shown time and time again that they are ill-prepared and ill-equipped to protect people. And crime is rampant in the areas surrounding the Olympic venues. And it's really distasteful. And the bottom line, at the end of the day, we can't continue to let these developing countries that are suffering from terrible economic situations and are ill-prepared and ill-equipped to host Olympiads to continue to be awarded these bids and host these Olympics. It is one of the things that really is at the forefront of the problems of the current Olympic Games. And that doesn't change whether these four swimmers were lying or not. That doesn't change. That doesn't take away the underlying problem. It wipes some egg off the face of the organizers in Rio and of this Rio Police Department and everything else. But it doesn't change the reality. It's been an unsafe environment for athletes, spectators, coaches, and everybody else. And they should never have been awarded this bid. And in the years leading up to these games, as the IOC saw Rio's inability to handle this, an event of this scale and magnitude, they should have moved the games, and they didn't. And it all points back to the corruption of the International Olympic Committee. And this corruption is eventually going to ruin a lot of these international sports, and it's going to ruin the Olympics as we know them. They can't continue to get away with this. And, you know, you have this scandal. As we move along in this hour and roll into the next hour, I'm going to talk to you about more scandals from down in Rio. Some that affect these events, you know, in competition, and some that just point at the greater problem of the people that run the Olympics are the greediest, dirtiest SOBs that you're going to find anywhere. And putting these people in charge of picking where the Olympics are hosted and everything else is one of the biggest reasons we have all these problems. Their greed, The International Olympic Committee is one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt body in all of sport. And on the other side, we'll dive into a major scandal affecting the Olympics outside of the competition. We'll also get to a scandal that is squarely affecting the Olympics inside of the competition. And that's where we'll go next. We'll take your calls on all this Olympic talk at 800-878-PLAY. I'd love to read your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2727. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2727.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
More than a second and a half, she was at that final turn ahead of her own world record. Oh, she may be like a rock climber, but speed it up times 10. She looks like a bird taking off the water now. Still ahead of that world record by a full second. She's going to break it. There she goes.
We all stood in amazement 4 years ago at the 800 free. Everybody in this arena doing the same as Katie Ledecky smashes her own world record. Carlin gets the silver, Smith the bronze, and as expected, Ledecky is on her way to history at these Rio Games.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, again, that number to get involved, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Main topics on the agenda thus far are really as it relates to Rio and its ability to handle these Olympic Games. And the focus thus far has been on the four U.S. swimmers who either were robbed or are lying. So you can weigh in on any side of that discussion again at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 or any of the competition from last night. But where I'm going to go now, and again, this is one of those days throughout this three-week event where the scandal has outweighed the great competition. There have been some days where the great competition has outweighed scandal. Right now, it's scandal outweighing great competition. And we'll dive into another scandal. The AIBA, that's the Amateur International Boxing Association, which is the governing body of amateur boxing worldwide. They've sent home an unspecified number. They won't tell us how many because they're embarrassed. Of referees and judges due to, and I quote here, less than a handful of decisions were not at the level expected. That's right. The realities are, we talked about the International Olympic Committee and how corrupt they are, and we'll get to their latest saga in just a minute, and how allowing them to choose, as they're presently constituted, to take these bids and allow them to choose the sites that host these Olympics is one of the things that may ultimately end up destroying the Olympics to some degree at some point, because they're such a corrupt body. Well, amateur boxing has been the victim of that corruption for any number of years now. And it is the thing that's killing amateur boxing. And on some level, it's been one of the things that's hurt professional boxing. You know, bad decisions, bad judging, you know, not having the best fight the best. But in this case, really, the governing body and the way they score fights in amateur boxing has been killing this sport for 20 plus years. I mean, I remember in the late 70s and into the 80s when Olympic boxing was one of the marquee events of Olympic coverage. And it was featured in prime time, and it was featured on the main network, in this case, NBC. Now, with more channels than ever and more access to coverage than we've ever had before, literally, unless you have the app on your device, you probably can't find a boxing match anywhere. That's how far boxing has fallen as an Olympic sport. It is 100% afterthought. But it's not that boxing has changed in any way. Boxing is still as exciting as it ever was. But at the end of the day, when people don't think that your sport's on the up and up, on the level, and that the outcomes can somehow be shifted to favor parties other than those that deserve to win, well, your sport is doomed. And that's what's happening with amateur boxing. We've had a rash of these judging and refereeing scandals. We have a scoring system that really, in many ways, is wholly inadequate. And we see more bad decisions in amateur boxing and more things that affect the outcome and the results than we really see in any other sport. And as a result, the popularity of boxing as an Olympic sport has tumbled to the point where you really can't find it unless you're going to look for it. And it's because of the continued corruption of the International Amateur Boxing Association. They appoint judges who don't do the right job and score these bouts wrong. They appoint referees that can't referee correctly. It's disgraceful. And, you know, boxing as a fundamental entertainment sport hasn't changed. It's still a great sport. But at the end of the day, when people question, when fans question the integrity of your sport, you're finished. Yeah. Baseball, America's pastime, the national pastime. In the wake of the Black Sox scandal, if Babe Ruth hadn't come along and started hitting all those home runs, I don't know where baseball would be, but baseball was a dying sport because people did not believe that in the integrity of the sport. They thought in some way the outcome was predetermined as a result of the gambling. And your sport's doomed at that point. And once people think that the outcome of your athletic contests are no more random than professional wrestling, where the outcomes are predetermined, well, that's where you end up in the pantheon of sports. And don't get me wrong, there's a place within the world of sports or the world of entertainment for professional wrestling. But nobody thinks it's an actual athletic contest where the champions are champions and earn it in a ring. It is a staged athletic contest where the winners are choreographed, you know, are predetermined. And the matches are choreographed and the outcomes are known beforehand by all parties involved. Well, if they think boxing's that, people just aren't going to watch it. So that's the problem that amateur boxing has been dealing with for over two decades. And they need to do something about it if this sport is ever going to gain a foothold in the international sports pantheon again and move up the ladder back to where they were. If you go back to the 70s and even into the 80s, you know, when you had Howard Davis and you had Sugar Ray Leonard and you had all those Olympians, that 76 team, man, they were covered like crazy. They were one of the marquee events. You rolled into the 80s and you had Holyfield and you had Roy Jones Jr. And they were jobbed on decisions. It's one of the reasons then that boxing, amateur boxing, has fallen by the wayside in many ways. But those guys were always given big time attention. And boxing was a marquee Olympic event. And now it's not. I mean, you really, literally, with all the channels available on your television programming system for the Rio Olympics, there's channels dedicated to basketball. There's about six or seven channels just focusing on the games of the 31st Olympiad in Rio. And you can't find, you got to go to the app to watch boxing, so you got to watch it on your device. You can't even watch it on your television. That's how bad it is. And I guess at the root of all of this is, you know, a couple of really bad decisions. Gary Russell of the U.S. was robbed. Michael Conlon of Ireland was robbed. And these are great fighters, and they got screwed. I'm sure there are a host of others, but since we can't see the coverage and we can't see any of the fights and we really can't find them, we don't know. But they sent home an undisclosed number of judges and referees, which means it's a bunch. You know, and again, you have this scandal. You have the safety and security scandal with the swimmers. And then you have Patrick Hickey, a member of the IOC board, arrested in a ticket scalping scandal. And it all points back to one thing. The corruption within the International Olympic Committee, within the international governing bodies of these various amateur sports, it is ultimately going to undermine amateur athletics around the world and undermine the Olympic Games to a point where they may end up being an afterthought in the international sports pantheon. Shameful as that may be, and as unlikely on some levels as people may think that is, the realities are, if we continue to question the integrity of the sports and we're not sure that the outcomes are anything more than predetermined and that there are outside forces at work here to make sure that the parties that some people want to win, win, well, that's going to ruin those individual sports to the point where nobody cares about them. Then as far as the games themselves, if they continue to host them in places that are ill-suited and ill-prepared to host said games, attendance will continue to go down on these games. TV ratings, as the sports get affected, will continue to go down. So while it may take another couple of decades before we really see a major, major downturn as far as where the Olympics rate in the North American sports landscape, and for that matter, the world sports landscape, we may well see it if they don't fix this corruption. It's really, really shameful and sad, but the realities are the Olympics are more known at this point for their corruption than they are for their great athletic competition. And that's everything that's wrong with the Olympics. And I can tell you, in these dog days of August, where we're thirsting for things to watch because it's regular season baseball and there are some good pennant races, but some less than great pennant races. The NFL is in the early stages of its exhibition season. And you can just see by what we're doing as far as sports talk and what we have on as far as viewing choices. The Olympics come at a perfect time. They should be able to take center stage without a doubt. And I'm around other sports fans, and I see the regular season Major League Baseball game being what they focus on more than the Olympics. I'm in public places where people have a choice to view several TVs and watch several sporting events. And the choice seems to be Major League Baseball, exhibition, you know, preseason NFL. And the Olympics are almost an afterthought outside of isolated events. And on some cases, I'm like that, too. You know, I'm watching because I have to. But the events that actually catch my attention are Usain Bolt, some of the swimming, and a couple of other things where I like the stories. But for the most part, I'm more interested in the Major League Baseball and the exhibition football because they've ruined the Olympics because of the level of corruption. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. You can take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Weigh in with your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll tie a bow around hour one right after this short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
It's okay here in North America. Not so sure if it's okay there in South America, in Rio de Janeiro, where they're hosting the games of the 31st Olympiad. And, you know, these Summer Olympics, the competition many times has been great, and we've had a variety of great stories. But the realities are the corruption, the security issues, the venue issues, et cetera, the poor attendance. You know, any number of these issues have, for the most part, overshadowed great competition. We've had some days where the competition has taken center stage. Unfortunately, with the latest scandals coming out of Rio, today it's been thus far about the scandals, be it the four swimmers who may or may not have lied about being robbed at gunpoint. And we talked all about that. We covered that from all sides. Be it the sanctioning body for amateur boxing worldwide having to send home judges and referees from the Olympics because a handful of bouts, they say more, were judged inadequately and not up to their standards. And then you have a member of the International Olympic Committee involved in a huge ticket scalping scandal. Does the greed never end? Well, on that note, we tie a bow around hour number one. Hour number two, we'll actually get to the athletic competition in Rio. Some good stories last night and some things to look forward to today. We'll get to all of that in hour two. We'll try and get to some Major League Baseball and NFL and more. But we're going to step aside right now here on Sports Byline. Then I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We got a report shortly before 11:30 this morning that the elevator had stopped between the 500 and 490 foot levels. One employee was on board.
National Park Service spokesperson Mike Litterist says 84 visitors were at the top of the obelisk. It'll be closed again today. Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Party did a town hall last night. Why did she get into the race?
I'm in this really because I know there's no future for my kids
unless there's a future for all kids. I'm not a professional politician. I don't need a job as a politician. I've never had a job as a politician.
She added that war is driving terrorism and called for a peace offensive that would include a weapons embargo. This is USA Radio News. More news at usaradio.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
A 23-year-old Long Island man is accused of intentionally drowning his own mother in their backyard pool.
The evidence suggested that she was intentionally drowned, as the call indicated. While we were processing the scene, the suspect returned to the home and we placed him under arrest.
Dennis Cullen Jr. has been charged with second-degree murder. The flood disaster in Louisiana continues and the death toll rises. Here's Dave Brannon.
The flood-related death toll in Louisiana now stands at 13. While the misery from the 2 feet of rain that fell over the weekend continues, some are seeing the water recede from their property and dealing with what's left. But others to the south of them are bracing for rising river and lake waters that could flood them out in the hours ahead. Stretches of I-10 west of Lafayette remain closed because of high water. More than 22,000 homes and businesses remain without power. I'm Dave Brannon.
Even though the rain has subsided, flooding will increase. USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Aaron Winston was found not guilty of charges including assault and resisting arrest in Baltimore, but now says he's going to sue the police department.
It stopped me from work. I couldn't work. It was just a real, tough moment in my life.
He said he never should have been arrested, much less assaulted.
It was unlawful. I didn't do anything wrong.
Swimmer Ryan Lochte may be out of Brazil, but he's not out of hot water after he said he was robbed at gunpoint by people posing as officers.
I was with a couple swimmers. They were coming back from the train house, and we got pulled over in our taxi. The guy pulled out his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead, and said, "Get down." And I was like, I put my hands up. I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet.
A short time later, surveillance shows that he was re-entering the Olympic Village with no visible signs of wear. His lawyer said he was not asked by Brazilian authorities to stay and would have cooperated. Back to school? So are the bed bugs. Tom Jeffords, a technical specialist with Terminix, says,
for 40 years, 50 years, we just didn't see bed bugs. And then for some reason, it's Ohio was the resurgence of the bed bugs to include Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo. I had some of those cities for a while. And so we just seen a resurgence of that.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams-Stoll.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Bounce on the left, LeClaire on the right, looking really good on that first turn. Again, I talked about the details and how important it was to nail those turns. That under turn right there was important for him to get in there. And then the 150 turn, you know what he's done in the past. Time and time again, he goes deep enough, gets underneath that way. He did not go too far, so I know he was probably starving for oxygen. I thought that was great strategy because he was able to nail that stroke at the end. And there he comes at the end. We had Wonder Woman a minute ago. Now we've got Superman coming into the wall.
Well, good day and welcome to hour two of this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to get involved. Net number to join the conversation again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Number of ways you can check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network via your devices. You, of course, also have all the terrestrial radio networks and channels that you can listen to the attack on, our internet family. But we like to talk about apps and devices and taking Sports Byline on the go with you. And there's a number of ways that you can do just that, starting with the award-winning website of our Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, perhaps a few you can't. Be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same thing for TuneIn Radio. The app versatility, you can go to TuneIn.com. You got archived content, and you got a live Sports Byline channel. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly for us, the American Forces Radio Network around the world. But on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big hour or two here on the Spano and Black Attack. My name is Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him until he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we kick off hour two with Spano and Black Attack by setting the table, and then we'll start knocking things down. In hour two, we're going to stay with the Olympics. We spent the entirety of hour one, a little longer than I expected, discussing the scandals that continue to plague the 31st Summer Olympiad down in Rio. Again, takes away from the great athletic competition that we're always hopeful of seeing. That said, we're going to get to some of that great athletic competition here in hour number two. We'll look back at what transpired last night. We'll look ahead to what's going to transpire today with some of the featured athletic competition. And then as we move out of the Olympics, we'll spend some time bouncing around the NFL, maybe some Major League Baseball. I think it's unlikely that we're going to have enough time to get there. And then at 40 after hour number two, we're going to talk to a former Olympic gold medal swimmer. I shouldn't say she's a former. Once you win an Olympic gold medal, you get to keep it. Olympic gold medal swimmer, Dara Torres, will join us here on The Attack. That's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And she'll be joined by Jennifer Cather, who's a dermatologist from down in Dallas, Texas. And Darren, Dr. Torres, will talk to us a little bit about psoriasis awareness and talk about coping with that. And then we'll dive into all the great things that happened in the pool down in Rio with Darren. That's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Again, if you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. And the conversation focuses on the Olympics. Everything from the scandals to the athletic competition itself are fair game to weigh in again at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA. Let's talk about this athletic competition that I promised you we would talk about. And we're finally getting to in hour number two, which shows you just how much scandal there is down in Rio and how messy at times Olympics can be. But that said, a couple of real good stories came out of Wednesday. The U.S. women's track and field team making history as the women sweep the 100-meter hurdles. Brianna Rollins with the gold, Naya Ali with the silver, Christy Castlin with the bronze. Great stuff. You know, and it's great to watch the U.S.
Olympic track and field team and watch these females dominate the 100-meter hurdles, and that's always fun. Kerry Walsh, Jane Jennings, and April Ross. They rebound from their loss in beach volleyball to take the bronze, and it's nice to see Walsh Jennings win yet another medal, her fourth in Olympic competition. I don't know if this means the end for Walsh Jennings and April Ross as a team. I don't know that Walsh Jennings at, I think she would be like 44 by the time Japan in 2020 comes around. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the world. There's no doubt about that. But I'm wondering if they're going to stick around and stick together four more years and take another shot at an Olympic gold in Tokyo in 2020. But it was nice to see them rebound, and it was a nice way to kind of close out your Olympic evening for me from an American standpoint, of course. You had Evan Yeager, silver medalist in the men's steeplechase. Now, you know, that's not an event that necessarily gets me charged up. Looks like an event that should be more appropriately run by horses. But that said, we haven't been good in the steeplechase for a very, very long time. And, you know, I guess it goes back to the 80s or 90s was the last time that we made an impact in steeplechase events. So to see an American take the silver in a steeplechase, it's another good story as, you know, we, the United States, have dominated the medal count throughout these Olympics. Again, as I talked about early in the week, the U.S. Olympic swim team by themselves would have been, if they were a sovereign nation, would have been third in medal count once they got out of the pool. And, you know, we've had several more days of Olympic events, so that's probably not the case anymore. And I'd have to look up the totals and do some comparison, and I'll do that in one of the breaks here. But, you know, they were an incredible story. We talked about the gymnastics team on the women's side, and they were a great story, Simone Biles in particular. So we've had those array of great stories, and we had the array of U.S. dominance. But I guess the guy for me that excites me the most, and he's not even an American, I gotta be quite honest with you, it's Usain Bolt. And he cruises to the 200-meter finals in the semifinals. And he had a cruising partner, as it was, that gave him a little push at the end. And that's Andre DeGrasse out of Canada, who may end up being the next big thing as it relates to sprinting. Because I really, really don't know if Usain Bolt's going to stick around for 2020. I think we're hard pressed. You know, after accomplishing what it looks like he will likely accomplish and what he has already accomplished through 2016, I don't know what more there is for him to do. Let's think about it for a minute. You know, he's already done something that's unprecedented in track and field, winning the Olympic gold medal in three consecutive 100 meters. That's unprecedented. If he were to win the 200-meter Olympic gold medal, and I'm of the belief the only thing that could probably stop him is a false start or a pulled hamstring. And then the Jamaican team were to go on to sweep the 4x100 relays and get gold there, he would have won gold medals in those events for three straight Olympiads. It's 12 years. It's uncharted waters. It makes him, behind Michael Phelps, the second greatest Olympian that perhaps there's ever been, and most definitely the greatest track and field Olympian that there's ever been. So there may not be anything left to prove. And when Usain Bolt leaves the stage, I'm left to assume that DeGrasse is a guy who could ascend to that stage. Obviously, he wouldn't be alone in the 100 meters, and 100 meters is not even his best event. He's actually better in the 200. But I could see him being a guy, you know, that dominates the 200-meter scene and is right there in the thick of it in the 100-meter scene. So the realities are, what you could see here is Bolt win the two more golds, and I fully expect that he would. Like I said, barring false start or pulled hammy, he's going to win, because as much as DeGrasse cruised, Bolt cruised even more. And when I looked at his work, I got a funny feeling with not much left after the 200-meter final, the 4x100. I got a funny feeling in the 200, because of DeGrasse being there and his ability to push Bolt a little bit, coupled with the desire to set another world and Olympic record, you're going to see Usain Bolt run this 200 really, really hard, much harder, and he's going to tax himself a lot more than he did in the 100. And I wouldn't be shocked if he sets a new world and Olympic record, and for that matter, gets a sub-19 200. Be on the lookout for it. I wouldn't be shocked if it happens. We'll take your calls on the other side, probably switch gears a little bit as we move along here on this Thursday edition of The Attack. 800-878-PLAY will get you to the front of the line on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack next, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I don't really miss, being around those guys because, you know, a lot of fun. And I just been in a big league clubhouse since I was, you know, their age. So it's, you know, to not be able to play is going to be tough.
We continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, the focus thus far has been the Olympics. 800-878-7529 is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And again, we've talked about so many of these Olympic stories, and it's been the focus all the way through. Everything but the latest three scandals to rock these Olympics that overshadowed a lot of the athletic competition. To your favorite stories in athletic competition, those are all fair games at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529, or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. But, you know, I said we were going to switch gears, and a lot of that NFL and Major League Baseball that we're going to get to, it didn't really excite me all that much, so I think we're going to stay with the Olympics. And in the break, I started thinking. You know, I've talked about how, and particularly in hour one, we talked about how the future of the Olympics and where it ranks in the American and international sports landscape may slide down the mountain because of all the corruption. And I really started thinking about this, and I kind of put this together in my mind. And, you know, I go back in time where the Olympics were really all about amateurism. You know, it was the only place in many ways that you could go in sport where the almighty dollar took a backseat to competition on the field or on the track or in the ring or on the court. Well, clearly, based on our discussions since these Olympics have begun and our discussion of today, where we didn't actually get to talking about the competition on the track, on the court, on the field, in the pool, until, I don't know, over an hour into this show. It's clear those days are long gone. Today's Olympic athletes, whether they're American Olympians or Olympians around the world, are generally paid very well. And clearly, the Olympic Games are a huge business. Everything from now the television rights fees to the bidding process to all the corruption and graft that the IOC and these various international sanctioning bodies take. And then you go on, and I found this story, and it kind of all folds together here. The members of Team USA, led by Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan, DeMarcus Cousins, amongst others, they wanted to go to the pool to watch Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky win gold medals. Now, I understand they're wealthy people, but they're also Olympians representing their country. Well, you would think that these Olympians would at least be given free tickets to the event. It wasn't like they were sold out and had to squeeze them in. There was room. They had to pay their way in like everybody else. And according to Jim Boeheim, it was $750 a ticket to see Phelps and company swim. So I guess I was led, as I was kind of putting this all together in my mind during the break, as I was deciding where we would go, does this commercialization of the Olympic Games take the fun out of watching? You know, does it affect you? I mean, I know the scandal, and I talked about the fact that the scandal in and of itself, which was all part and parcel of this, you know, the scandal, the fact that the venues that host and the sites that get awarded the Olympic Games get it because of bribes and under-the-table stuff and oftentimes are ill-suited to host. But I guess the long and short of it, does the commercialization and the big business aspect of the Olympic Games take the fun out of watching for you? I know in some ways, and we talked about it last hour, it takes the fun out of watching it for me. And I guess I'm of the mindset that it probably takes the fun out of it for a lot of people because I watch their viewing choices when left with sports viewing options, and the Olympics were pretty low on everybody's list. So if, in fact, the commercialization, you know, so I guess I'm left to ask as we kind of take this home here, you know, does this commercialization of the Olympic Games take the fun out of watching for you? Because if enough of you say yes, you know what this means? It means that I will be right in what I said in hour one, that the Olympics will slide down the American and international sports pantheon. And it will not have the prominent place that it did once before or even that it enjoys now. See, I think that that's what's going to happen. Again, and a part of it is this commercialization from the standpoint of they're now well paid and everything else. But I think part and parcel with this commercialization is the greed of these various international sanctioning bodies that cause corruption within their individual sports. The greed and corruption of the International Olympic Committee and how it awards the bid. There's commercialization, making the Olympics a very much sought after event. You know, that along with a lot of the scandal and things that result by awarding an event like the Olympics to a host city that is clearly ill prepared to handle it. When you put all that together, I guess the question that comes out, does this commercialization take the fun out of watching? In some ways, for me, it does. You know, the commercialization and all the issues that come with that commercialization have in many ways ruined the Olympics for me. And I think there's a lot of events that just don't excite me, and I see it with a lot of people. And if I'm right, the Olympics will suffer as a result. So that's something else you can weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. But I really do believe that the commercialization in many ways of the Olympics has hurt it on so many levels. It's led to the corruption, which hurts the product and everything else. You know, that and some of the choices they make to bring, instead of those great amateur stories, to bring these professionals in and have them compete in Olympic events that look an awful lot like the same events that we could see these athletes compete in on a week-in, week-out basis. As an example, Olympic tennis, Olympic golf. Those are classic examples of commercialization, and nobody gave a crap about either one. Because with the number of people not going to this developing country that was ill-prepared to host it, and the dangers of the Zika virus and everything else, the Olympic golf competition was not as good as any major you could see. So why would I watch it? And I could care less about seeing Andy Murray win another gold medal in tennis. You know, again, the tennis competition, not as good as any major I could see, and they come every year. And the courses are more challenging, and the stories are better. Now, if you had taken these Olympic tennis and golf events and made them nationalistic in their nature and made them team competitions in some way, not just simply these people that we see every week representing their country, now you're talking. So the realities are commercialization has really had, in so many ways, a negative impact on the Olympics. From the direct on-the-field competition to the choice of events and how anticlimactic they are to all the problems that result from the said commercialization. So I'm a believer that the Olympics is in many ways going down the wrong path, and they have to seriously evaluate what they are doing and consider a reboot in major way. Everything from the handful of rotating host sites that can handle and have the infrastructure for an Olympiad to reorganizing this International Olympic Committee and eliminating the greed and the graft and everything else that goes with that, to reworking the sanctioning bodies on the amateur level of these individual sports that chip away at the legitimacy and the integrity of the competition. These are all things that are part and parcel with this commercialism that strike at the heart of the Olympic Games. So, you know, and I understand we spent a lot of time on the Olympics, but there's not many interesting stories in the NFL. We're waiting to see if the four NFL players that could potentially be suspended are going to cooperate with the heavy-handed Roger Goodell. And so you can, I guess, hear me talk again about how heavy-handed Roger Goodell is and how the NFL Players Association bargained themselves in this position to take money. Again, another case of greed overriding maybe good sense. There are some stories in Major League Baseball, none of them particularly exciting at this point, dog days of August type stories. So I guess we could have went there, but I figured with the Olympics moving and all the storylines with the Olympics that we would focus our attention on the Olympics. And we're going to do it the entire way today, as on the other side, we're going to be joined by Dara Torres, Olympic gold medalist swimmer and mom, and Dr. Jennifer Cather. And we're going to talk Olympics, psoriasis, and more here on the Spano and Black Attack. That's next. So you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2727. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2727.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on air on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But now let's go out to our phones where we bring in Olympic gold medalist swimmer Dara Torres and Dr. Jennifer Cather. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's really, really my pleasure. We're going to spend a little time talking about psoriasis, and then we're going to dive into the pool in Rio a little bit.
No pun intended, right?
I'm about as unoriginal as it gets, but the pun was definitely intended. Dr. Cather, I'd like to start with you a little bit and kind of get a synopsis of what is psoriasis, why is it so misunderstood, and how can we cure it?
So psoriasis is a chronic inflammatory skin disorder. It's not contagious, and that's one of the big things that we're trying to get out into the public. 2-3% of the U.S. population has psoriasis, which translates into about 7.5 million Americans. It is a result from a faulty immune signals in the body, and what you see clinically are patches on the skin that are sometimes red, elevated, and they have a silvery scale. These lesions usually happen in areas of trauma, so you know where you meet the world, elbows, knees, your buttocks, and about 30% of patients have psoriatic arthritis. So what is most misunderstood is the fact that it's not contagious, and so a lot of patients are embarrassed by their disease and are not reaching their potential because of their disease.
Okay, so we talked about what it is. You talked about some of the symptoms that should bring it to your attention to get treated. What are the treatments for it to keep it under control? I don't know that it can truly be cured, but it can be contained and controlled. So talk about the treatments that we can use so we can spend our life dealing with psoriasis effectively and have a productive life.
Right. So, you know, to date, there's no cure for psoriasis. So your therapy options include things like creams. If you go and see a dermatologist, you can try to partner with them and figure out if you are interested in a systemic therapy like a pill, a biologic shot, a biologic infusion. So the most important thing to remember is that there are therapies out there. One of the newer medicines on the market is Otezla or Apremilast, made by Celgene, and they are spearheading this Show More of You campaign. And it's a pill that's not a biologic, and it has no routine lab monitoring required in the package insert.
That's excellent 411. Dara, I want to head over to you, and I want you to talk about your journey with plaque psoriasis, everything from when you started experiencing the symptoms, how it's impacted your life, and then tell us where we can find out more about the Show More of You campaign.
Okay, well, yeah, most people do know me as an Olympic swimmer or a mom or a TV host, but I'm actually 1 in 7.5 million Americans who have this disease. And so about a couple of decades ago, I was training for the 92 Olympics, and I noticed these red flaky patches on my elbows and my back. I didn't know what they were. I thought, oh, they'll go away. And after a month, they didn't go away. So I went to my dermatologist, and he diagnosed me with psoriasis. So the funny thing is for me going to work, I go to a pool. So my business suit is a swimsuit. So everything's exposed. And I had to realize really quickly that I can't be embarrassed because I have this or put something over me because I have to be in a swimsuit to swim, and I didn't want to live in fear of not being able to reach my goals. So teaming up with Celgene and Otezla to launch the Show More of You campaign has been awesome. It raises awareness about psoriasis and also celebrates the accomplishments of people living with psoriasis that they can achieve every day. So for me personally, I went on there and I uploaded a picture of myself showing more of me. I have an inspirational message, and we're hoping that we can get people onto the website who have psoriasis to upload their pictures, share their stories, and also people who don't have psoriasis to join in the movement.
Boy, ladies, I think you did a great job of summing up everything from what psoriasis is, how to deal with it, and some of the stigmas attached to it, and I thank you for that. Dara, I do want to take you into the pool, however. It was supposed to be a little bit of a down year for the U.S. swim team. Boy, was it anything but. Their level of dominance was absolutely incredible. And when they finished their work in the pool, if they were a sovereign nation, they would have been third alone just in the swimming events in their medal count. So pretty remarkable work by the U.S. swim team. Take us through some of your personal highlights.
Well, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one highlight because there were so many fantastic swims. And you have to remember that almost 70% of the U.S. team was made up of first-time Olympians. And you had Katie Ledecky, who was a veteran, was the youngest one on the team. So it was interesting to see how they were going to do. But, boy, like you said, they dominated. And there are so many fantastic swims. I mean, I was sitting there poolside calling the races, and I had a hard time calling the races because I was getting so emotional. Like when Phelps went and hugged his, gave a kiss to his little kid, and Katie Ledecky just crushing everyone in her races, and Simone Manuel, first African-American to win a gold medal in swimming. I mean, it was unbelievable. I could just go on and on and on.
Now, you've had incredible Olympic greatness. You've had 12 Olympic gold medals, 4 golds, 4 silver, 4 bronze. Nice even distribution of medals.
That's right.
Michael Phelps is just incredible. And earlier in the week, I talked about him being not only the greatest swimmer of all time, but the greatest Olympian that we've ever seen. And is there any doubt that he's the greatest Olympian that there's ever been based on his medal count and the way he's dominated swimming in his time?
I think that, and one of the greatest athletes of all time, not just swimmers. He's incredible. I don't think you'll ever see, at least in this lifetime, another performance like he's done. And I have to tell you, I interviewed him over there, and I said, okay, is this it? Are you done? He's like, oh, yeah, he gave the sign, like, oh, no, I'm done. That's it, no more. But you have to wonder. I mean, he's only 31 years old. I swam when I was 41 years old and even went to trials at 45. So 31 seems like a young pup to me. He could still come back and just swim a few events and make it to 30 medals, you know?
I guess, but, you know, you can tell us intimately, how much does this training process take out of one, and how much of a commitment is it? And maybe that's the motivation to retire. I'd like to have an ice cream. I'd like to not get up at 5 a.m. 7 days a week. And I'd like to not shave my body. All these issues at hand. Talk about the level of commitment necessary to excel in the pool. And maybe that's what makes Michael want to retire with little, if anything, left to prove.
I think that's what makes a lot of athletes want to retire in the sport of swimming is the constant training, the barely any breaks off, and all the other exercises and training you have to do outside of the pool. But, yeah, you get to the point where, okay, I just need a break. But then after you have that break, you start to miss the sport. You start to miss the competitiveness. You start to miss the team camaraderie, wearing that USA gear. So I'm not saying no for him. I mean, he told me flat out no, but he said that also in 2012, and here he is back. I think if there were ever to be a point where he decides to make a comeback, he obviously is not going to swim as many events, and his training won't be as difficult because he would have to really recover when he does his training. And for me personally, my training changed tremendously from when I was 33 in 2000 to when I was 41 in 2008. I couldn't do as much. My body wouldn't let me.
All right. And I think that's a great answer. That is the voice of Dara Torres, who joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with Dr. Jennifer Cather. And I guess the place I want to go, and I want to try and keep you somewhat on schedule, because there are other radio outlets that also want to talk to you guys and give you an opportunity to spread your message. Obviously, in the aftermath of the Olympic athletes jumping out of the pool, you've heard about the saga with the four Olympians, including Ryan Lochte. I know it's difficult to comment on too much. We don't know what happened. But I guess the place I'll take this is the level of distractions at an Olympic Games, especially when you're hanging around and you're done competing. Is this a great opportunity for young, athletically charged people to go get themselves in trouble and do things perhaps they shouldn't?
Actually, it's a great opportunity to go see Brazil and watch your other teammates compete at other events, meet other Olympians. You know, everyone has their own things that they want to do. I'd always stick around and try to watch the best events, but you know, you're right. We don't really know exactly what happened, so it's very hard for me to comment on that. But most swimmers are excited that swimming's the first week, so they can go out and experience the rest of the Olympics and enjoy the surroundings of the country that they're in.
Here's a final one, and I'll let you make this quick, and then I'll let you ladies get a parting shot in before I let you run. It was clear that Rio de Janeiro was not completely ready. A beautiful place. but they weren't completely ready to host an event of this magnitude. Does awarding these events to cities, host cities that maybe are not the best equipped to handle a situation of this breadth and scope, does that take away and detract from the Olympic experience?
We do have to run, and I'll answer this really quick. You know, as an athlete, you're not focused on all the hoopla leading up to the Olympic Games. You're focused on the task at hand. So I think that's the most important thing, is the athletes need to be focused on what they're doing. The press makes up lots of stuff. Some stuff is true, but it's the athletes that count. They're the ones who are going to the Olympic Games and competing, and they all did a very good job of staying focused and not worrying about the outside distractions.
Thank you so much for helping us spread the word and give on psoriasis awareness and the Show More campaign. And also, thank you for your frankness in discussing the U.S. Olympic swim team and the U.S. Olympic Games as a whole. Really appreciate a few minutes, and would be happy to have you ladies on again down the line. That was Olympic gold medalist swimmer Dara Torres and Dr. Jennifer Cather joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and talking not only about psoriasis awareness and the Show More campaign, but also about the U.S. Olympic swim team's great work in the pool, some of the great stories, the greatness of Michael Phelps, and then, you know, just generally the Olympic experience of hanging around and the distractions. And she gave you some interesting insight on the athlete's point of view compared to the media's point of view. So I thought great stuff from Dara Torres, and we thank you, and we're glad we were able to keep her reasonably close to on schedule. But if you want to weigh in on anything in our parting minutes here, in our last few minutes, on anything that we talked about today here on The Attack, and it's been Olympics wall-to-wall, 800-878-PLAY. I'll get you to the front of the line. That number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, or at Sports Byline USA, keep it to 140 characters or less. But today we've got some interesting events on the schedule. And I guess for me, it's really all about the 200-meter final today. That's my marquee event. I want to see Usain Bolt. That's what I want to see. And I just want to see him dominate the world. I guess you have some basketball. Team USA competes in the women's basketball semifinals. You got men's gold in beach volleyball. But, you know, again, Usain Bolt, Andre DeGrasse, 200-meter final, 9:30 p.m. on NBC. That's exciting to me. The women's 400-meter hurdle final, also something I definitely want to see. I want to see qualifying for the 4x100-meter relay, you know, on the women's side. You know, those are some of the major and marquee events that I'm looking forward to on day 13 of this coverage of the Rio Olympics. On the other side, we will tie a bow around this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now we get ready to take you home for a Thursday here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. If you want to squeeze one in before I get out the door, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. If you can type real fast, do it. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Great 2 hours. Again, focused on the Olympics, and we went a lot of directions. Everything from the great in-game competition, as it were, to the scandals that just tear apart and tear at the heart of Olympic competition. So we covered all of that. We kind of wrapped it up and took it home with our discussion with Dara Torres and Dr. Jennifer Cather. So we gave you some psoriasis awareness, but we also got some great insight from Dara Torres on what the Olympian, what our great Olympians did in the pool. You know, from Katie Ledecky's dominance to Michael Phelps being the greatest Olympic athlete that there's ever been, and a whole lot more. And, you know, tomorrow, obviously, to close out the week, we'll change the pace a little bit. You know, we'll talk some Olympics as you're going to have 200-meter final and a couple of other marquee events that will grab our attention. But you're also going to have week two of the exhibition season starting in the NFL tonight. So we'll dive into some of our takeaways from that. And you also have UFC 202, McGregor and Diaz, the rematch. So we'll take some time and talk about that a little bit. But on that note, we're out of here. Special thanks to our guests, Dara Torres and Dr. Jennifer Cather. Thanks to Senior Roberto for pushing all the right buttons. Most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until tomorrow morning, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.